The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know if you
And
know
we are back.
I
Thank
mean.
You for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy hour to us all. Friday Eve. Calls are welcome at 844-967-2789. Crew, do you want to throw this out there as well? The AP reporting, Scott Bauer, about an hour ago. A Wisconsin judge today ordered Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to produce deleted emails in response to an open records request.
I heard he wiped his server. It was in Ukraine.
with a cloth filed by liberal watchdog group American Oversight seeking documents related to the investigation of the 2020 election. Now, this is different from the last judge yesterday who released more than 700 pages of documents to American Oversight. Bauer writes that Voss and American Oversight have been fighting for 5 months over what records he has in response to numerous open records requests filed by American Oversight. The group wants to ask a former Voss employee who was in charge of his email accounts, but who has since left the office. The judge ordered that she either sit for a deposition or someone from Voss's office respond to questions on her behalf. Voss's attorney, Ronald Stadler, told the judge that deleted emails could be retrieved from his government accounts, but not from his private Gmail account.
He bleaches those.
Deleted text messages are also not retrievable. Now, if you are engaging in government work with your personal phone, those are not supposed to be deleted, right, Robin? I don't think that's an insurmountable barrier. Krista Westberg, who is the attorney for American Oversight, stated, the judge gave Voss until March 23rd, a couple of weeks, to provide the deleted messages or explain why they cannot be retrieved, respond to four other open records requests they have yet to answer, and either produce the former employee to answer the questions on her or answer the questions on her behalf. She also encouraged both sides to conclude the lawsuit that was filed in October. The judge said, we need to start moving this along and wrapping this up.
Well, it's not American Oversight that's dragging their feet, is it? It's Robin Voss. It's almost like he thinks he's above the law, Dom. He's not beholden to the citizens of the great state of Wisconsin or open records laws or any of that, puny stuff.
Yes. Puny. That's for the little people.
It is. I had our buddy Kirk Bangstead from the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC.
Yeah.
See wispolitics.com. Synopsis of his new lawsuit. Let me share again for you and the late joiners, Tom. Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC today announced a lawsuit to remove three top Republicans from office for allegedly aiding and abetting the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The targets are Ron Johnson, friend of our show. U.S. Rep. Tom Tiffany, who's also been on the show back when he was Toxic Tom the Senator, and Scott Fitzgerald, who's never appeared on this fine program. The complaint was filed by 10 Wisconsinites from 5 congressional districts, including 2 in Fitzgerald's and 5 from Tiffany's. The lawsuit, singular, aims to remove the elected officials from office under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, the Disqualification Clause, which prohibits public officials from holding office if they've engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the United States or given aid and comfort to the enemies thereof. Very interesting. The Disqualification Clause was originally created after the Civil War to keep officials who had served the Confederacy from holding public office. Well, yeah, we sound like we're on course so far. Super PAC founder Kirk Bangstead, our buddy and earlier guest, said the group repeatedly asked AG Josh Call to press charges against the delegates under the 14th Amendment, but Call did not take action. Bangstead suggested Call had not filed charges because he doesn't want to upset voters. Attorney General Josh Call is a politician. He knows that we're a very purple state. I think he doesn't want to anger voters. I think that's the reason he hasn't brought this himself, Bangstead said. The petulant owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company, in my words, Bangstead, our buddy, ran for the state's 34th Assembly District once against Rob Swearingen. I think he also ran for Congress. Bangstead said, although Dems might fear losing elections, at least they are trying to subvert the law. Now, Call's spokesperson, our friend Jillian Drummond, told WISP Politics, the DOJ doesn't typically comment on current or potential investigations, except in unique public safety circumstances. And here's their statement. As the AG has said, it's critical that the federal government fully investigate and prosecutes any unlawful actions in furtherance of any seditious conspiracy. At least she used the words. The complaint alleges the Capitol insurrectionists were egged on relentlessly by the delegates. That means Rojo, Fitzgerald, and Tiffany. Flagrant lies and distortions about the election. The complaint also targets Fitzgerald for procuring a room at the state capitol for 10 Republicans, allegedly to meet and cast alternative electoral votes in the state post-election. One last quote from our buddy Kirk. It's weird for a brewery to be pushing things in a political sense, but that's where we are because we feel like there's not enough intestinal fortitude among some of the higher-up legislators or Justice Department officials to be doing what we're doing right now. Kirk was all fired up, man.
And as well he should be, and I agree with him entirely on this particular case and also on the federal. Now, I know Mayor Garland came out and did an interview today and at least indicated that he's not going to be, you know, moved by a political risk if they're going to, you know, go right down the line. It's like a mobster investigation. You take the low-hanging fruit and you work your way up. But it is concerning that we don't see a whole lot happening. But I'm hoping that there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and I think Garland mentioned that today. Molly Beck from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reminds us on this very topic of this lawsuit from Kirk. She quotes from the Journal: "Had there been a vote in Wisconsin, Tiffany and Fitzgerald both said they would have objected to the same election that gave them their first full terms in office." They were down. And I'm not clear they've ever contradicted or gone against that philosophy. To this day, they would probably do that.
You know, our co-counsel, you fancy brand, you dime and mine, Jeff Scott Olson, had a little legal update. I see he's incorporated in our little entering into a locked building, the Wisconsin State Capitol during a pandemic, entered into evidence specific allegations against the false Trump electors, and in fact included reporting from the New York Times and their very signatures on the false elector documents as evidence for our full vindication to come. And then we're suing. Come back, more devil's advocates.
But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Go get him.